This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
All right, we're back inside things here on the Gold Standard. It is SB Nation Radio. Excited to have this next guest joining us tonight out on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. And it's Tyrann Mathieu, safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's got his big kickball celebrity classic coming up next month in New Orleans, Saturday, May the 18th, out at the Shrine on Airline. And tickets available now online at Ticketmaster.com. So first off, man, I'm looking at this event, the guest list, and it seems like this event's bigger and better than it was just a year ago.
Yeah, man, I'm very fortunate, man, you know, to be in this position and, you know, to try to, you know, get a lot of talent to New Orleans, a lot of different celebrities and athletes and entertainers that people, you know, enjoy watching. So it'll be fun, and, you know, I'm really just hoping they can get bigger and better, you know, each and every year.
It seems like for you, going back to even when you were in Houston or in Arizona, being part of the community and events like this, it seems like something you've really emphasized and tried to make sure that you've been able to do no matter where you've lived.
Yeah, you know, I look at my story and, you know, everything I've been through, and, you know, I've always had, you know, great support. You know, I've always had great people to kind of help me, and, you know, charitable people, you know, people that didn't necessarily have to do what they did for me. So I just try to keep that thought in mind, you know, especially, you know, with the platform, you know, that I have now. You know, I think it's just important to always reach back and remind people that, you know, I was once just like them, and, you know, it's very possible for them to, you know, reach great heights and, you know, and turn around and give back as well.
We're talking with Kansas City Chiefs safety Tyrann Mathieu here on SB Nation Radio. So how has the transition from Kansas City to from Houston to Kansas City been for you to this point? I know moving even for just me is a pain in the butt. So for you, is it also kind of a headache?
Yeah, man. You know, obviously, you know, switching states, and, you know, this is my third state in as many years. So I think that those things present challenges within themselves. But even from a football standpoint, you know, this is the third system I played in 3 years. So a lot of things are overlapping, and, you know, different terminology, you know, each and every year. But like I said, I've been fortunate, man, to have some good coaches, some good teammates to kind of rally around me and, you know, like I said, embrace me and support me. And I'd probably say the transition has been rather smooth. So, like I said, I'm just really enjoying it, you know.
Now, have your teammates, I'm sure fans have tweeted at you and all that, but have you got the barbecue spots figured out yet?
Man, I've that's like one of the first things I've done, you know, since I've been in Kansas City almost, you know, 14 days now. So I've basically hit every barbecue spot, and I have my favorite, but I won't share that.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about that another time, maybe. Now, you know, it's no secret the Chiefs defense struggled, you know, a season ago, and if not, maybe fourth there. Maybe we're talking about them being in the Super Bowl, but what's your sense in the short time you've been there on this unit, the additions of guys like yourself and certainly Frank Clark just last week?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to add, you know, especially good pieces, guys that are, you know, competing, you know, guys with leadership abilities. I think anytime you could create a culture around a few guys and, you know, get guys to believe in themselves, you know, more than they believe in themselves, I think you always give yourself a really good chance at winning. So, you know, we know we got a, you know, really a steep hill on the climb, but, you know, it's very possible. You know, we have a great team, we have a great offense, but, you know, quite honestly, you know, I know me and Frank, we don't like being a little brother. So, you know, we've got to keep that in mind and, you know, lead this group the right way, and you know, hopefully we can make a ton of plays.
Talking with Tyrann Mathieu, safety for the Kansas City Chiefs here on SB Nation Radio. He has his second annual Celebrity Kickball Classic benefiting the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation Saturday, May the 18th at the Shrine on Airline there in the New Orleans area. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com. Now, you know, yesterday, Keenan Allen of the Chargers had some comments about your defense there in Kansas City. He was asked about the offseason additions, the departures as well, and he was saying, and quote, he was brought up today in the locker room. We just looked at their DB group, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm sure you've heard the comments. It's just been a day, but it's been all over social media as well. What's your reaction to what he had to say about, really, you and that defensive back group in Kansas City?
Well, you know, I think the last 2 years, you know, the Chiefs have pretty much won the AFC West. I think a lot of receivers, you know, feel that way. I think we should really give these guys a reality show, you know, let them just talk about their feelings and their emotions. They're pretty much all over the place, but, you know, he'll have his chance to go against us and to play against us. And, quite honestly, we won't forget, you know, the things that he's done. So it's kind of easy for receivers to talk a lot of smack. You know, they get 160 targets a year, so it's easy to catch 90 balls, you know. So he's a pretty good player. You know, he does well for his offense. I'll just leave it at that.
Now, how much different is your role going to be in Kansas City compared to maybe what you were asked to do in Houston, just from a defensive philosophy and a new defensive coordinator?
I'm overly excited. You know, I can't wait for the world to see. You know how Coach Spags is going to use me this year. I think it's everything that people want to see me. You know, this is how they want to see me play football. You know, they want to see me, you know, blitz and, you know, get close to the ball and wreak havoc. So, like I said, I haven't been this excited, you know, really since you know, my earlier days in Arizona. So, it'll be fun for me. I really just can't wait to get back to doing, you know, the things that I do well.
Tyrann Mathieu joining us here on SB Nation Radio, of course, the safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you know, in the news the last week, your teammate, now I don't know if you had a chance to interact with him yet in your short time in Kansas City, but, you know, Tyreek Hill, he's been in the news regards to domestic violence allegations, and he's been barred from team activities to this point, but remains on the roster. Just what's your reaction when you hear and see allegations like this or any other involving domestic violence?
I think it's sad, man. Very disappointing. I came to the Chiefs with hopes that, you know, I can watch him play football and, you know, watch him run back punts and, you know, catch long bombs, you know, and outrun everybody. It's very unfortunate, you know, the situation he's in. I haven't been a teammate, you know, much of just basically 2 or 3 weeks, so not really fair for me to comment on his kind of character. I don't think I really know him. But like I said, just with everything that's out right now and, you know, obviously the audio, it's just very disappointing. Not only from a teammate standpoint, but, you know, I'm a father as well. So
sure,
it's very disappointing.
Now, do you think the NFL, has a problem with this? I guess society in general, perhaps. But, like, do you think the NFL has done enough?
Well, I think it's not just an NFL issue, you know. I think as a society, you know, I think we've ultimately, you know, created this problem, I think, you know, women should be, you know, way more valuable. You know, women should be in, you know, higher positions. So, you know, it's just a topic and it's an argument that, you know, I think a lot of, you know, females and a lot of males can make, for females. So, we just got to get better across the board, not only the guys that are in these situations, but the guys that are, you know, around these situations. You know, I think we all play a part in speaking up and, you know, just holding each other accountable.
Just a couple more minutes here with Tyrann Mathieu, safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kind enough to join us here on SB Nation Radio. He has his second annual Celebrity Kickball Classic benefiting the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation Saturday, May the 18th in New Orleans, and tickets are available now online at Ticketmaster.com. Now, how about your quarterback there in Kansas City? You watched Patrick Mahomes from afar down in Houston last season. You haven't faced him before, but I know you watched him, I'm sure. As a defender, what comes to mind when you see him play?
Man, he kind of reminds me of, you know, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think he's a guy that can make any throw. He definitely takes his chances and, you know, he can throw the ball sidearm, underarm, you know, left-handed, right-handed, you know, overhanded, you know. The guy's just special, you know. I think he's one of those unique talents that, they don't come by too often, you know. He's a great teammate as well. Very easygoing, you know, always smiling. You know, he's always the first one at work. And, I think he has a great effect, not only on the offense, but really the entire team and especially the organization. So, you know, kudos to him, man. You know, one of the youngest MVPs ever. And, he still carries himself the right way. Definitely not a guy that's egotistical. So, like I said, he's very friendly, man, easy to approach. And, You know, I think any time a quarterback is like that, I think everybody in the locker room wants to play for that guy.
Now, we know your quarterback, you know, there likes to play some hoops as well, and someone tweeted out a video, I guess, of you playing basketball. So I got to ask, and I know you were joking a little bit back and forth about people, you know, maybe ratting out some guys playing hoops because we know Mahomes isn't supposed to be doing that. But for you, I mean, one-on-one, if you went one-on-one with Mahomes on the basketball court, who's winning?
You know, I haven't really had a chance to watch him play. Everybody I spoke with says he got games. But, you know, if you ask anybody around the league about me in basketball, you know, if I was 6'5", I'd probably be in the NBA, man. You know, I say that jokingly. But, I mean, obviously it'd be a great competition. You know, nothing's going to be easy. So, you know, I think the game will still go on, especially if it's won by two, you know.
Now, lastly for you, Tyron, I mean, you're very active on social media. I just mentioned the video, but it seems like you enjoy it. There's a lot of athletes maybe that shy away from it, stay off of social media, but it seems like you enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's fun, you know, especially when you have the time to do so. And when you put things into perspective, you know, none of those things are serious. And, you know, so, you know, maybe a day or two I have time for trolls, but for the most part, you know, I think I'm a very motivational guy. You know, for the most part, I just try to inspire people. But, you know, I have my days where I have a lot of time on my hands. And, you know, I got time for people.
Lastly, Tyron, just final on this event that you got. What can people expect if they want to come out and if they're heading out to support a great cause in New Orleans there on May the 18th?
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a great vibe, man. You know, we're trying to really create an atmosphere and a culture that can really, you know, that we can do this thing for years, you know. So, you know, it's obviously going to be Crawfish. My high school band, the famous St. Augustine band, will be there. And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, it'll be a lot of guys from LSU, a lot of guys from around the NFL, and a lot of local celebrities as well from New Orleans. So people will be there that people are very familiar with. And like I said, you know, everything is really to support my foundation and you know, low-risk kids, high-risk kids, rather, and, you know, just trying to help them, you know, create resources for them and, you know, opportunity for them. I think, but most importantly, you know, we're really just trying to inspire people, you know, and hopefully we could create some change and hopefully we could give a lot of people hope. So, you know, that's really the gist of my event. And, you know, like I said, I look forward to it every year.
Tyron Matthews, safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanks so much for the time. Great work with the foundation, and be looking for you there come fall for the Chiefs.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tyron Matthews on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Fantastic work that he's doing in New Orleans, and an all-around good guy there, and great to have him in Kansas City, and we'll see what that defense can do in 2019. So really appreciate him taking some time with us tonight on SB Nation Radio. Well, things getting crazy already in Game 2 between the Warriors and Rockets. We'll tell you who's already hurt, in fact, next.